Such persons will be dishonest in the matter of labour too. It pays an individual to be honest with another person's money. It never pays to be dishonest in taking another person's clothes or books. None of these things ever pays, and when you have occasion to yield or not to yield to such a temptation, you should ask yourself the question, will it pay me to do this? Put that question constantly to yourself. Whenever you promise, moreover, to do a piece of work for a man, there is a contract binding you to do an honest day's labour, and the man to pay you for an honest day's labour. If you fail to give such service, if you break that contract, you will find that such a course of action never pays. It will never pay you to deal dishonestly with an individual, or to permit dishonest dealing. If you fail to give a full honest day's work, if you know that you have done only 3/4 of a day's work, or 4/5, it may seem to you at the time that it has paid, but in the long run, you lose by it. I regret to say that we sometimes have occasion to meet students here who are inclined to be dishonest. Such students come to Mr. Palmer or to me and say they wish to go home. When they are asked why they wish to go home, some of them say they wish to go because they are sick.